And this is a Thursday, January 5th, 2012 edition of Ozarks at Large. After a couple of weeks away from our conversations, I welcome back Michael Tilley, who's in his office in Fort Smith. He is the editor, publisher, owner, and a lot of other things at thecitywire.com, which covers business, politics, and more for the Fort Smith region. How is your 2012 so far, Mr. Tilley?
It was great. It was great so far. It is great so far, and hopefully it'll be great about 11 or 11:30 Friday night after the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Well, many of the things that we talked about in 2011, we're still talking about in 2012. And let me begin with Whirlpool. They have had a complaint from a union filed against them.
Yes, and I'll have an update on that story later today on the City Wire, but. Now, Whirlpool announced back in October, late October, they were going to close their Fort Smith plant, and they began severance benefit programs and these and other things to start cycling employees out as they reduce production. Well, the union is alleging that Whirlpool is doing this outside the terms of their labor contract. And indeed, the existing labor contract still holds, but Whirlpool is not backing away. They're essentially saying, look, you know, these employees have no reasonable expectation of recall. I mean, we're shutting this down. So they just sent them severance benefits. And under the terms of the contract, all severance benefits are supposed to be negotiated between the union and the company. And Whirlpool has just negotiated them by themselves and sent them a check. So that complaint has been filed with the National Labor Relations Board. And it could be about mid-February before that board rules on whether the allegation has any merit.
Another topic that we talked about in late 2011 was a conversation between a couple of cities over water and a true-up deal.
Right. It looks like there were roughly $253,000 at stake. And the long story short is that Fort Smith maintained that Van Buren owed another $253,000 for 2009 water charges. Van Buren said that Fort Smith waited too late to send them the bill, essentially. It's a little more complicated than that, but that's essentially the bottom line, and refused to pay it. And some of the board members, the Fort Smith City board members, wanted to keep pressing Van Buren to pay, and Fort Smith, however, has received two legal opinions, one from their own city attorney and one from an outside attorney who said Fort Smith wants to take this to a legal fight. Fort Smith will lose and Van Buren will win. So I think the board has just said, okay, we made a mistake. We didn't, effectively push for the $253,000, so we're just going to live and learn and move on. It's still a bitter pill for some residents in Fort Smith, but yet others think, well, if we're going to try to play nice, we shouldn't be taking each other to court. But it looks like it's over, and they're just going to move on now.
And it was Tuesday night that the board of directors unanimously did something that was no surprise, but they're going to ask voters in Fort Smith in March to extend a 1% sales tax that will the city plans to spend on a number of different municipal needs.
Right, yeah, fresh off the heels of their drubbing on the 1% prepared food tax, they put another tax on the ballot. However, Kyle, I don't see this one being that controversial, except possibly for that there's a portion of the tax that would support some parks projects. And it will be interesting. I haven't seen that much opposition gen up. And the portion of the tax that supports the water bonds and the water system improvements have been in the past just overwhelmingly, 70-80% type votes. So I see that being passed, but on the election, each item has to be voted for. So it'll be interesting to see what the breakdown is on that ballot.
That's right. So it is not a just vote for the continued 1%. You will have an a la carte on the ballot.
That's correct. Yeah, and I don't know if the city's going to push for the campaign. Frankly, they did just a horrible job lobbying for the 1% prepared food tax. So I don't know how aggressively they're going to pursue the parks projects, but it's a joint project with the county, Sebastian County, to build some ball fields and a and an aquatics park at Ben Guerin Regional Park. Just hang on. So, you know, here we go, another interesting tax election in highly charged presidential election year, no less.
And new jobless numbers for the metro areas in Arkansas were released for November 2011, and they dropped in just about every, if not every, metro area. Fort Smith from October 2011 to November 2011, a slight drop from 7.9% unemployment to 7.8%, in Northwest Arkansas from 5.9% to 5.5%.
Right, and Northwest Arkansas continues to have the lowest unemployment rate of the metro areas in Arkansas. But again, Kyle, you know, we often talk about these economic numbers, about the good news, bad news element. And the good news, obviously, is that the rate is coming down. Unfortunately, the number of people measured in the workforce is also falling. And in some instances, the number of employed is decreasing, even though the jobless rate is decreasing. It's counterintuitive that when you have, you know, several thousand people leave the workforce or are no longer counted for whatever reason, it can lower your jobless rate even if you have fewer people employed in your metro area. So that's what we're seeing with several of the metro areas, including the Fort Smith region.
I also want to ask you about Arkansas-based stocks in 2011. If I had put all of my money from my retirement into Arkansas-based stocks, I probably wouldn't have seen a gain.
It depends on where you invested. You know, for example, if you invested with Bentonville-based Car-Mart, or Dillard's even, mm-hmm. or J.B. Hunt, or Tyson Foods, you would have seen some gains. And with Tyson, you would have seen a healthy gain. In fact, they were one of the big gainers of the year. Their shares were up roughly a little over 25% for the year. So you would have been doing well there. But overall, the 15 stocks that are the 15 companies that are based in Arkansas that are publicly held, they didn't, just seven of those saw gains in 2011. The overall market didn't do that well either. So it's not that they performed worse than the market. It was just a down year, and that's not news to anyone.
And finally, thecitywire.com continues to grow. You've added another person.
Yes, sir, and thanks for letting me mention. We're going to bring on Kim Souza sometime in mid-January. She's well-known in your part of the world, been covering business from the Morning News and now for the Democrat Gazette for 6-7 years. She's followed Tyson and the banking community and the real estate industry. I mean, she is a well-respected and hardworking journalist, and we're pleased, very pleased that she's on board with us.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and much more for the Fort Smith region and beyond. Have a great weekend, and go Hogs.
Yes, sir. Go home.